As we come to the Word today, we are celebrating the day of Pentecost, the day when the Holy Spirit came. So we'll read in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 1 to 13. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting, and divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues, as the Spirit gave utterance. So Massimo, you could have used that. Now, that's verse 5. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devoted men from every nation under heaven, and at this sound of the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language, and they were all amazed and astonished, saying, are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in his own native language? Pantheus and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia. Phrygia, and Pamphylia. Oh my days. Egypt and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes and Cretans and Arabians, we hear them telling in our own language the mighty works of God, and all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, what does this mean? But other mocking said they were filled with new wine. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the Holy Spirit. Father, we pray that this morning you'll be speaking to us, you'll empower us, you'll give us boldness. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So, the title this morning, I've titled it, Lord, Send Your Fire. We want the Lord to send his fire again. From the cross to the grave, from the grave, Jesus raised up 3 days later. Lord Almighty came back to life. After 40 days, he ascended to heaven. And before he ascended, he promised the Holy Spirit, that the Father will send the Holy Spirit. And this time, the Holy Spirit will be without limit, will be upon every single person. Because before, in the Old Testament, we see that the Holy Spirit was active, but only on prophets, people like David, Moses, it was operating. But this time, the Holy Spirit will come fully upon every flesh. God promised this a long time ago, before even Jesus, in the Old Testament, by the prophet Joel. If you read the book of Joel, chapter 2, you see that God is promising to pour out his Holy Spirit on all flesh. That he will send a comforter, the Holy Spirit. Jesus spoke to his disciples saying, I'll send you a comforter, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of power. Not long after he left, as we see in the book of Acts, the Holy Spirit came, and this prophetic word from Jesus was fulfilled. And even today, God's still pouring his Holy Spirit. That's why we celebrate Pentecost. Every day in your life, God can still pour out his Spirit. You can be filled over and over and over again. It doesn't matter if you're male or female, young or old, slave or free, rich or poor. The Holy Spirit is for every person. Those who believe in Jesus Christ, those who believe in the Son of God, the Holy Spirit is the promise for you. As we looked in the last verse 12, you see that people started mocking the apostles, saying, "These people must be drunk. How come they're speaking these languages? We don't, you know, we're understanding in our own native language. Something is wrong with them. What is going on?" They had a lot of questions. But this is what Peter responded. In chapter 2, verse 16 of Acts. "But this is what was altered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall come, it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servant and female servant, in those days I'll pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy." These are the days the Lord was speaking. From Peter, when the apostle got the first outpouring of the Holy Spirit, till today, we can still be filled by the Holy Spirit. We can still prophesy. We can still see visions and dreams. If you're not seeing visions and dreams, you're not prophesying. It's simple. Ask God, "Fill me with your Holy Spirit." And he will do it, because it's the promise which he has given to us, those who believe. And this promise, he says, is for you and your children and all those who he has called to himself. Act 2, verse 39. So it's a promise for us as believers. The promise of the Holy Spirit is not just for some people. Pastors, leaders in the church, no. It's for every believer. God wants you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And this morning, you can receive the Holy Spirit. For some of you, it could be the first time. And some of you could say, "Lord, I want a fresh filling of the Spirit." He will do that. All you have to do is surrender to him. Ask the Father in heaven for the Holy Spirit. Luke 11, verse 13. Ray mentioned it last week. "If then you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. Are you asking for the Holy Spirit? Or are you trying to do everything by your own strength? The Holy Spirit makes life easier. If we ask for the Holy Spirit, God will fill us and we overflow like living waters, rivers of living waters, because this is the promise of God. The reason why we need the Holy Spirit is so that we're empowered by him to do the work he has called us to do. Every single believer, you have a purpose. Your purpose in life is not just to watch TV or football, but to fulfill what God has called you, to fulfill the mission of the kingdom. Some of you is to win souls, to evangelize, to preach the gospel. God wants to fill us with his Holy Spirit this morning. The Holy Spirit is the one who guides us. He teaches us the ways of God. When we are weak, he gives us strength. When we are not sure, sometimes I used to ask myself, really, am I a child of God? Am I saved? But it's the Holy Spirit who comes and reminds us that we are the children of God, because he is the Spirit of truth. You can ask him anything. He can show you anything. If you want to know about your life, the Holy Spirit can reveal that to you. I ask the Holy Spirit almost for everything. Even when I lose my keys, I'll ask the Holy Spirit. And he will guide you. Sometimes I'll ask him, Holy Spirit, I'm running late. Can you delay the bus for 1 minute? He will do it. Because I've created that relationship with him. The Holy Spirit is our friend, is your comforter. The Holy Spirit, when he's present in people's life, he transforms them. The sick are healed. The brokenhearted are restored. He gives power and strength. And if you lack wisdom, the Holy Spirit gives wisdom. He gives confidence. That's why I think those people, they were mugging off the apostles, thinking, oh yeah, these people are drunk because of the confidence they had. You know, if you drink sometimes, I used to drink, after a few, you become confident. You can do anything. You feel like a superhero. But that was a wrong confidence. But the Holy Spirit is more than that. He will give you confidence to stand here. I'm a person who is shy. I never used to stand in front of people and speak. But it's the power of the Holy Spirit which gives us confidence. To speak to people about Jesus is the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why it was important for Jesus to go and send us the Holy Spirit so that we can operate and fulfill our mission. Because with the Holy Spirit, nothing is impossible. And we also have to know who the Holy Spirit is. The Holy Spirit is God. He is a person. He is gentle. The Holy Spirit can be grieved. He has emotions. He feels. He is God Almighty. So the thing this morning, how do we create an atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to flourish in our lives? There's few things we can do. Spending time. Reading and studying the Word of God. When we read the Word of God, when we spend time in the Word of God, reading the Bible. That's why we encourage people to take Bibles. The Holy Spirit loves that. He loves that atmosphere. He comes to you and finds the Word in you. And He uses that. He reminds you when you need that Word in your life. There's times when I used to speak to people, I don't know what I'm going to say. At work, I'm having a conversation about Jesus. Suddenly, the Holy Spirit reminds you of a verse. In your head, you're like, oh, wow, that's it. And you speak to the person, they're like, oh, that is true. So we need to have that culture as a church, as individuals, to spend time in reading the Word of God and applying it in our lives. If God say, go and heal the sick, go and heal the sick. When you see someone sick, go and heal them. Because it's His Word. The second thing is spending time in prayer. The Holy Spirit loves it when we spend time in prayer. Being people of prayer. As a church, we should seek to be a church of prayer. Spending quality time with the Lord in prayer. That's how you build the relationship between you and God. I would also say fasting, prayer and fasting. Fasting, why? Because you say, I want more. I want the spiritual things, not just the food. Yes, body, I'm hungry, but I desire more. I desire what is of the Spirit. And this will create an atmosphere for the Holy Spirit. And you'll be constantly filled with the Holy Spirit. The disciples, if you look in chapter 4, although they were filled with the Holy Spirit, but there came a point when they had to pray. They prayed again for boldness to preach the gospel with signs and wonders. And the Holy Spirit came and filled them again. So it's still possible to get filled over and over and over again with the Holy Spirit. All you have to do is ask. If your heart desire is to go out and preach, but you're not bold, ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit. And He will. If you want to prophesy, ask the Holy Spirit. Pray. Say, God, I want the Holy Spirit in my life. Fill me. And the next, number 3, worship. Not just the worship in singing. Romans 12, verse 1 says this. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. So your whole being should be worship to God. And you see the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. As a church, we want to be a church filled with the Spirit, led by the Spirit. Every Sunday morning should not be the same. When we come to church, we should encounter the living Christ, the presence, the tangible presence of the Holy Spirit. How do we do that? By the three things I mentioned: prayer, spending time in the Word of God, and worship. Worship with everything we have, including our bodies. Some sort of worship is just giving your time. Serving is part of worship. I'm not going to go too long because I want us to spend some time in these three things I've said: praying. Obviously, we had worship this morning and the word. Now we can spend some time in prayer. Pray that God will send His Holy Spirit in our lives. If you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, today is the day. Open up your heart and surrender to the living God and say, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Experience the power of the Holy Spirit. If you are thinking, Lord, I want to speak in tongues, ask, and God will give that to you. I remember when I was young and my uncle was speaking about people speaking in tongues. We're just discussing about this verse. I was like, nah. And when I see people in church, they're speaking in tongues, I'm like, these people are just making this up. But one day he said to me, you have to ask God so that you can speak in tongues. So we were in a room, started praying. I'm like, God, if this is you, I want to speak in tongues. Suddenly, I open up my mouth and I'm like, whoa, what is that? I tried to pray again. I was speaking in tongues. And then that week, I remember the whole week, it didn't stop. I just wanted to speak and pray in tongues. So God can do that for you. Whatever is the need you need. If you want to see dreams and visions, God can still do that for you. All you have to do is ask. As long as it's for the kingdom, He'll give that to you. Because it's the promise He promised us. And if you continue reading that passage, you see that because of the power of the Holy Spirit, people started multiplying, the church increased. And that is not just for Peter and the apostles, but is available for you today as well. Amen? You're quiet, guys. I'll be excited because the Holy Spirit is available for us. And God has made that possible through Jesus Christ. So before the band come up here, let's just spend time to pray. Don't worry about the person next to you. Pray. Ask for the Holy Spirit. Ask God to fill you again. And then after that, I'll pray for us. Okay? Is that okay? Yeah. So let's pray.